The Obama administration's top officials dealing with Arctic issues were in Anchorage Friday looking for comments from Alaskans about their new Arctic policy. They got plenty of them from a standing room only crowd. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
There were executives from an impressive alphabet soup of agencies. The Office of Science and Technology Policy, the National Security Council, the Council on Environmental Quality, the State, Commerce, and Interior Departments, and the Environmental Protection Agency, not to mention District 17 Coast Guard Admiral Thomas Ostebo, who's seen a lot of the Arctic in his 2 years of command, and started off with this observation.
This is a today event. As we think a lot about the future is today.
Events are overrunning policy. Ostebo says this year's weak sea ice has allowed non-ice-strengthened vessels into the Arctic Ocean 2 weeks earlier than usual. But others say the ice has piled up so badly at Point Barrow that as of Friday, whaling crews hadn't landed any bowheads and Nolluckatuck was canceled. Some of the federal executives had originally planned to be in Barrow for a meeting in the state's Arctic Policy Commission, but they weren't able to schedule a flight in. Commission Chair Senator Liesl McGuire and Representative Bob Herron did make it back to Anchorage to address them in person. The commission has not even written its own letter of introduction to the feds yet, but Herron summed up their basic point.
We want to increase our voice in a high-level decision regarding America's Arctic.
Herron, the lieutenant governor, and both of Alaska's senators kicked off about 2 hours of comments on the Arctic policy itself, abruptly announced by the administration just last month. The Alaska Intertribal Council and several other indigenous organizations talked about the need for consultation. They're concerned about food security in a changing Arctic, and they want more than just lip service to traditional knowledge. This is Art Ivanov of the Bering Sea Alliance.
The fact that change is coming in our neck of the woods, and there's a need to be a part of that process, to be a part of the solution.
He wants involvement in the reauthorization of the Magnuson-Stevens Act governing federal fisheries. Kathy Sullivan, a former astronaut, now acting head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, indicated she got the message.
So we will put ourselves on the hook to drive our colleagues and our agencies to do a better job in that regard as we move forward.
Oil spill preparedness came up repeatedly, along with the Law of the Sea Treaty, still unratified by the U.S. Senate. The Obama administration has put more energy into Arctic affairs than the Bush administration, but Kevin Herron, who represents the organization Pacific Environment in the International Maritime Organization, says the U.S. has yet to establish much of a voice in negotiating international pollution prevention agreements.
Right now, I think the U.S. delegation, the perception of most of the NGOs that go there is that it's been extremely weak.
But government also has plenty of internal challenges for dealing with the changing Arctic and badly needs to integrate a patchwork of agency jurisdictions, according to a report authored by a group of senior administration officials chaired by outgoing Deputy Interior Secretary David Hayes. That report, out earlier this year, formed the basis for the Arctic policy, and Friday Hayes told Alaskans they should take an active role in seeing it fleshed out.
I want to thank all of you for your input today. I do think this process is extremely important, and we hope that you continue to provide input.
According to another of the report's authors, Brendan Kelly, of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, that fleshing out is due to be complete this coming fall. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.